This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. State climatologist Barry Kime says Louisiana is in a drought. Shreveport's gone 23 straight days without any rain. Baton Rouge for 24. New Orleans, nearly a month.
We just don't have enough rain out there on the ground, and it's really starting to cause some very serious problems across Louisiana.
Kime says those hardest hit right now are farmers, and right now there's no relief in sight. Louisiana Republican U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy announces $46 million in federal money now heading to Cameron, Calcasieu, and Vermilion Parish to elevate about 200 structures so they don't flood. Cassidy says it's great news for Southwest Louisiana, and the money is coming in the bipartisan infrastructure bill.
I like that because that was the reason I got involved, to make sure that we in Louisiana got enough to meet our needs. And the very best news, there's more to come.
Cassidy says he's received about $700 million in funding for coastal, waterway, and flood protection projects from the infrastructure bill signed by Joe Biden in 2021. And there's new hope for Alzheimer's sufferers. A Japanese drug manufacturer says its experimental Alzheimer drug reduced cognitive and functional decline by 27%. Director for Dementia Research and Prevention at LSU's Pennington Biomedical Research Institute says this is a big breakthrough in Alzheimer's.
And this is the first phase 3 study that's shown benefit. So it's a very exciting day for the field.
This is KEDM.